Hi guys, this is Kane, and you're listening to Visualization Miniseries Number 6. Now there's a very particular reason why we're delivering this one via audio instead of text. When we listen to something, we use a very different part of our brain to process than we do when we read something. In Visualization Miniseries Number 3, we went over the different sensory systems and how many bits of information we can process per second from each one of those systems. For sight, it was 10 million bits per second, touch 1 million, sound 100,000, smell also 100,000, and taste just 1,000. Now I say just, but of course 1,000 bits of information per second is amazing. Almost counterintuitively, though, the fewer bits of information we can process per second, the higher impact that sense has on our memories and our emotions. For example, taste has a very, very strong impact on our emotions and on our feelings. That's why we have comfort foods. That's why people look to food to change their mood. Smell also has a very strong impact on our memories and our feelings. When we smell something, like our favorite dish that our mom makes, we're suddenly propelled back into our childhood and all of those feelings that we had as children. Another very good example is sound, which is the exact same number of bits per second as smell. I can't tell you how many stories I have of my friends who are married, who remember exactly the song that was playing when they first met. And every time they hear that song, they are launched back to the day that they met and all of the feelings, the excitement, the attraction, and the love from that moment in time. Now it begins to be a different story with touch and sight. We can process millions of bits per second through touch and sight. But how often do you feel a piece of cloth and a memory is stimulated or a certain feeling is evoked? How often do you look at something, an object, or even a picture and have feelings evoked? Now, it's definitely not impossible. They're definitely still important access points to our feelings and emotions. They're just not as powerful as sound, smell, and taste. Now, why are we talking about this? What does this have to do with visualization? Well, one of the most critical steps in visualization is evoking feeling and emotion. So if we visualize and we only focus on sight, we're putting ourselves at a disadvantage because we're using the sense that helps us the least. So when we visualize, we actually want to engage every single one of our senses, especially sounds, smells, and tastes. So we can bring up strong feelings and emotions, which are the fuel to our manifestations. Okay, guys, that's it for today. Tomorrow, we're going to go over the exact steps of effective visualization.